competitive you are, probably don't care that much about the numbers and your personal performance. So how do you kind of put it into context what happened tonight to you and then the outcome?
Yeah, obviously disappointed again. We didn't get it done collectively as a team on either side of the ball. But it felt good out there. I mean, I felt early we were seeing it good, we were going, and I felt like we could have a good night offensively. And in a lot of ways we did, you know, but certainly left some things out there. And then obviously the end and end, like we did with the pick six, with still a chance to get to one score with around 4 minutes left. 53 minute good play. We had made that same check earlier in the game, and he did a nice job recognizing it and hearing it again and making the play. That's no excuse. That's credit to him making a good play. It was like I said. There's no consolation, right? There's no prize for losing. But it was better this week. You know, from a standpoint of offensively, it put points on the board. But you got to win with it, like you said. Right now, we're not getting that done. And I know this locker room's hurting. Again, I've been a part of it for a short time, for two losses. And I know that it's been a long slide now for over a month. And I know that's tough. They're part of those slides. And now, obviously, a part of this right now. But we just got to find a way to dig deep and find a way to win a football game. And we can't worry about all the scenarios and all the things out there. I know they're all out there. I know what they are. But we got to find a way to win a football game or none of the scenarios come into play.
How do you approach that? You've been in this for a very long time. How do you approach it when you know there's, between now and your next game, there's a million things that could have, would have, should have, whatever, to help you all game?
Yeah. I think it's a simple way, and it changed it in the locker room, is we signed up for 17. Obviously, I didn't sign up for all 17. But, you know, you signed up for 17, and I just remember having to live that in years past. It's our job, you know, to stick and bring it and give everything we got in every game, whatever game you're in, regardless of the situation. And that's, to me, the matter-of-fact route. The other part of it is, this is the National Football League, and you've all dreamed of playing in this game as a kid. And if someone asked you, again, you know, would you play if y'all were going to be 2-14 like some of these teams are, if you had two games left? Heck yeah, what do you mean we get to play an NFL football game again? So I those are the two simplest routes to take. But it's first and foremost our job to go stick and, you know, do the work we've been asked to do. And, you know, we've come up short. But what we've been asked to do is give our best effort. And so that's what has to be done, these next few days of preparation, which is a short week with Christmas on Thursday, and then a division opponent that's on fire right now. So we'll have to bounce back in a hurry.
What's led to your strong connection with Alec Pierce already?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good to get him going. You know, last week, I thought he had one. I think it was the one target, honestly. I had a chance. I should have thrown him a post last week, but I had to hit one target, one catch in that last drive before the field goal. And this week we got him going early. It wasn't necessarily – I mean, I'm not saying the week he came in saying we have to get Alec going early, but you knew as the week was going that he was going to have some opportunities. And it really – you know, after seeing both those replays on the Jumbotron, they were better catches than they were throws. You know, he did a heck of a job in being contested and arms in there and squeezing it and coming down with it, but he had a heck of a day.
Yeah, the game plan is different coming in this week, but the numbers are very different yardage-wise. What did you feel like you guys were able to do better what looks do you feel like you guys were able to exploit to really get that passing game going?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's lots of factors, right? You're going to Seattle. I've been here for 4 days. That defense, on the road, solid count, all that going on. It's kind of like, all right, let's play D and play the ball possession game. This week, we're at home. Now we're, you know, 12 days in, and a defense we're very familiar with from both of us, you know, Charger days. And obviously, Gus Bradley being there and solid, but the similarities of the defense. So, there's a defense we're very familiar with of how to attack it. Again, I give them credit because the name of the game is winning. And that's what they did. They got it done. But I did feel like offensively we were going to be able to move the ball. But offensively, our job is to score more points than the other team, whatever that may be. You know, last week it was 18 or whatever it was, and we didn't get it done. This week it was, you know, would have been 41 had I not thrown the pick six, and we didn't get it done. So each side of the ball, to me, looks at it that way. You know, we got to hold them. Defensively, should speak up. We got to hold them to one more less than our offense can score. And offensively, we need to say we got to score one more point than our defense gives up. And it's not this whole who should have done what. And I don't sense that from the guys at all. It's just I know it hurts. Shoot, I've been here for 13 days and it hurts because I care about these guys and this team and the coach and the organization and everything. These guys have been through this since May, June. You know, the time put in makes it feel it hurts.
Phil, I mean, we've talked about how unique the story is, and you've talked about that, but then you've always added on the end, like, well, we need to win. And now that you've gone 0-2 so far, and you just talked about, like, feeling for the guys in the locker room, like, is that starting to get more real as the weeks go on?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, it definitely is. And certainly I know that, you know, from a personal standpoint, it'll be short-lived, you know, and it'll be over in a hurry, which I told you from the beginning, I will be able to live with the results, whatever they are. And that doesn't necessarily mean I'm okay with them or don't care, you know, about them. So, yeah, no, it is. This week felt like a regular in-week mode. It felt a little bit like I've been here a while. In terms of the preparation, the flow during the week, I'm torn of how to express it because it's been a blast. It's been a blast to prepare and to go stick and get ready and go out there and warm up and do all that with these guys again. But again, the name of the game is not, you know, go have a good time. It's help find a way to lead your team to win. And we've come up short here these first two, but I've been a part of. Less percentage chances of getting in and got in before. So you'll certainly won't hear me losing hope here as we prepare next week.
One last question. Quick thing, and this is, I guess, on a personal level too, but was the whole family here tonight?
Yeah, everybody
was. It has to be special.
Yeah, no, it was. It was special. They were excited all day. And it was special. And seeing them here, and mom and dad were here too, brother was here, and his family. No, It was. Like I said, those things. I've learned to really realize that those things can all, you can appreciate all those still, although the outcome and what it was, right? They did still happen. Yes. You know what I mean? Those first few drives where we ended in touchdowns, those did occur. You're right. Those memories will be there. But again, at the end of the day, we are here trying to win the ball game. But I guess I've grown up and learned how to handle that a little better now.
So, what year or years were you referencing about making the playoffs when you had a worse chance to?
It was 2008. We were 4-8, and that percentage chance at that point was really low. And the Broncos were 8-4, and we rattled off 4 in a row, and they lost 4 in a row, and we beat them in week 17 to get in, and then beat the Colts at our place. We hosted the Colts that year. That's a rile the Colts fans. We hosted the Colts that year as an 8-8 division champion. I think they were 13-3 or 12-4, the Titans were whatever they were.
Darren Sproles.
Darren Sproles, the overtime game. So yeah, so it's you know, worse odds have happened before. But again, those things are okay to know. I've found that helpful just to know what they are. But again, at the end of the day, let's line up and let's go try to win a football game, regardless of what happens everywhere else.
Thanks, man. Thank you.